Warralilly pre-game interview.
You had to submit a team sheet 2 minutes ago. We haven't seen it, but can you tell us who'll be the sub this afternoon and if there's any late changes for the Cats?
No late changes. So Ollie Dempsey's our sub for today.
All right, we nailed that one. Good work. We started on fire, Nige. Firstly, conditions over there. It'd be nice to be over there with the sun shining, beating down, as opposed to a dreary old late autumn afternoon in Geelong.
Well, we love our dreary late afternoon games in Geelong, that's for sure, during the winter. But, yeah, we've got a beautiful day here. The ground over here generally gets covered at least half by the shade. So even though it's a warm day here, it'll just be perfect conditions for footy. Guys are excited by the challenge.
Absolutely, and it is a challenge. The Dockers have played some good footy. What have you gleaned from their opening nine rounds of the season, including a really good win over the Swans last week at the SCG?
Yeah, they've definitely shifted the way that they're playing and evolving as the year goes, and a lot of their players are building into some really good form, so it'd be a good challenge on their home deck. They're clearly going really well with their contested ball, their stoppages. They've got some really good players in there with the young guys coming through, and potentially Fife going back through the midfield today, we think, a bit against us as well. And Sean Darcy, he's one of the class ruckmen in the comp, so we need to match it in there with him, be good around the contest, try and create a few turnovers and give our forwards a chance, which is always a good option for us when we can do that.
Three blows in terms of selection with injuries, Mitch Duncan, especially that run off half-back. Where does that role go this afternoon? Is that a Zach Tui to pick and Mark O'Connor to pick up a bit of that slack?
Yeah, definitely. We love having those two guys through the midfield and then just rotating back because of their experience and the strength they both bring around the contest. But yeah, today they'll have to go back and fill the roles there. We do have some levers to pull and some things that might be a little bit different, but you guys will have to wait and see what that looks like if we need it.
No, just Benny Cass, thanks for joining us. Just Brandon Parfitt hasn't had the year, I'd imagine, he'd hoped for. He seemed to have had a good pre-season and just things haven't gone his way. How do you go about building him up? He gets another opportunity today, probably maybe fortunate given the injuries you've got, but nonetheless he gets that opportunity. How do you go about coaching him? Seems like he's sort of down on confidence.
Yeah, it's just really about initially doing the things that he brings to the team and the value that he adds. So his ability in around the stoppage with his fast feet to win first possession. If he doesn't win first possession, his ability to be able to pressure is as good as anyone in the comp. So it's focusing on that stuff. He's been doing a lot of work on his fitness and his transition running. But really, it's just know your role within the team and try and enjoy playing with your mates because they really enjoy playing with you and they love having him in the team. And obviously, we're going to give him, well, today, just another thing just to let the listeners know, we're just going to give him first crack on ball and hopefully that helps him just get a bit of ball in hand or at least feel some bodies around him and just build his confidence throughout the day because he's a really important player to us long term and we need him up and firing. So hopefully today's the day.
Yeah, you're right. He certainly got the talent and hopefully today on that fast deck there, he gets a chance to show it. Another player, Sava Radigalea, obviously been well documented this year. He's had a fantastic season. I just wanted to ask you, do you sort of coach him in terms of his defensive work? Because he's a very attacking defender, which is fantastic. Do you leave it up to him to try and find that balance of when to mark, when to spoil? Because he's sort of obviously still finding his feet.
Yeah, he is, but he's growing every week and he enjoys his education and he enjoys getting out there and working on his game. So, yeah, he's someone who tends to be proactive. And by that, I mean, he'll take best position on his opponent, try and be ball side most of the time that he can. And if he feels like he can go and influence in the air, he does. And as you've been seeing in the early rounds, he takes a lot of intercept marks. And it's just getting the balance right between when's the right time to fly and mark the ball and when potentially is the right time to fly and try and smash the ball 30 metres with a big spoil like sort of Scarlo and Harry Taylor used to do. And that takes time. He's definitely growing in confidence. We're loving having him back there and we can't wait for him and Sam DeConing to play a lot of footy together at the latter part of this year.
Nigel, Jack Henry, how do you use him this afternoon? You're fairly settled down back. I know no DeConing, but do you just sort of, out goes O. Henry and goes J. Henry into that forward role?
Yeah, he's definitely got the capacity to play in both roles and we'll use him in that today. He's a wonderfully gifted player in terms of his athleticism and his will and want for the contest. And we'll just put him in positions today, whether that's behind the ball or forward of the ball, that he'll just slot in and play his role and contest really well. And if he's in the forward half, he'll give the Crummers a chance. He'll keep isolation between Hawk and Jez and himself, and that allows them to play at their best as well. And when he's down back, he plays similar to Savvy, just takes best position on his opponent attacks the ball really well and supports his teammates well. So we're looking forward to a long-winded answer, but we're looking forward to him playing in both positions.
Did you feel last week, Nigel, that it just exited out of your front half a little bit too easily, and that the addition of Close and Stengel this afternoon will limit Fremantle being able to get that easy ball coming out of their back half?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. So some of our entries last week too were shallower than we like to get. That happens some games when the pressure's really high, and Richmond had a fantastic game last week. They were really good. Full credit to them. They caused a lot of those turnovers in parts of the ground that we'd prefer not to turn over. And then a little bit it was our skill use too. Like, we had so many good looks going forward. And when you attack sort of fast and you generate extras ahead of the ball yourself, it's only natural to, if you don't finish off your work, then the opposition have got frees out their side of the ball. So that happened a bit weak last week. We weren't able to close that down. So we've worked both on our attack, and our defence, because they work hand in hand.
Nige, really appreciate your time as always. Good luck this afternoon, and hopefully the 4 points coming back across the Nullarbor.
Yeah, and as always, guys, thanks for your support and the listeners back home.
I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Nigel.
Nigel Appin joining us there. Yeah. Thanks to Warralilly. He's an absolute cracker, the great number 44.
Warralilly pre-game interview.